flowable fill.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the October 28th, 2025 meeting of the Montville Planning and Zoning Commission to order. We're going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and when we're done, I would like to take a moment of silence for our former commission member, good friend of the town, Tony Saragusa, who passed away. He was a good friend, a good volunteer to the town, and a great commission member. So let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay, where's the dark thing?
Rest in peace, Tony. Okay, Mr. Secretary, roll call, please.
Okay. Commissioner Longton?
Here.
Commissioner Terry?
Here.
Commissioner Gillette?
Sir.
Commissioner Pike?
Present.
I'm here. Commissioner Lundy?
Here.
Commissioner Kobelik?
Here.
Commissioner Summers?
Here.
Chairman Pinias?
Present.
We all here.
Okay, thank you. We don't have any additions or changes to the agenda this evening. And I'll entertain a motion to approve the meeting minutes of September 23rd, 2025.
So moved.
Second that.
Okay, motion and second. Any discussion or comments on the minutes? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone oppose? Anyone abstain?
Aye.
Okay. Note, Commissioner Summers will abstain. And we accept the minutes. Okay, remarks from the public not relating to items on the agenda. Do we have anyone from the public this evening who would like to make a remark regarding anything that's not on the agenda? Hearing none, we're going to move on to agenda item 7, which is our public hearings. I'll just be real brief and give you an update on these first two public hearings that will open this evening, 47 Sharp Hill, which is item A and C. Reports from staff is both the applicant's engineer and the town engineer had some questions to be answered and not trying to rush staff.
Correct.
In preparing these. We're going to open these public hearings this evening. The applicants won't present this evening until the town engineer has had time to review the changes on the plan and staff has.
They have not presented us new plans. They're working on new plans to correct the town engineer's comments along with my comments. They're right there, but they do not want to touch it.
Okay, very good.
That we open it.
Okay, so we will open the public hearing. There'll be no presentation. So we're going to move on with, start with the first one, agenda item 7A. 25-7-47 Sharp Hill Road, 023-063-000, 23 lot re-subdivision. The owner is R&N Holding Company, LLC. The applicant is Mount Kineo Builders, LLC. And we have our public hearing set for this evening, so we are opening this public hearing at this time.
We can simultaneously open 25-1 because they're the same exact information will be presented.
Okay, so let's do that simultaneously. I'll read into the record agenda item 7C, 25-SP1-47 Sharp Hill Road, 023-063-000. 23 lot cluster re-subdivision. The owner, R&N Holding Company, LLC. The applicant, Mount Kineo Builders, LLC. So these are now open.
Motion to open.
motion to open?
Mm-hmm.
I make a motion to open.
Okay. Second.
A second. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We'll take the public hearings open. We'll offer comments to the public. There'll be no presentation from the application. So anyone from the public like to speak in favor of this application? Would anyone from the public like to speak in opposition? Anyone from the public like to speak in favor? Anyone like to speak in opposition? Last call. Anyone like to speak in favor? Anyone like to speak in opposition? Hearing none. Unless there's any discussion or questions from the commission, I'll entertain a motion to continue the public hearings.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone oppose? Anyone abstain? Both public hearings are continued. Okay. We're going to move on to item 8, old business, which we have none. Under agenda item 9, new business, we have 9A, 25ZC1, 82 Maple Avenue, 017-015-00A. This is a zone change from R40 to R20. The owner, 82 Maple Avenue, LLC. We're looking to schedule a public hearing for this. And that would be our next date of what?
November 18th.
November 18th. Okay, so the public hearing scheduled for November 18th. I'd like to entertain a motion to set that date.
I make a motion that we set the date for a public hearing.
So moved.
Regarding 82 Maple Avenue on November 18th, 2025.
Okay, we have a motion. Second from you, John?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone oppose? Anyone abstain? Public hearing set for November 18th. Moving right along, we're into zoning matters with a zoning enforcement officer report. Stacy.
Stacy Radford, zoning weapons officer for the record. This is the report for the period of September 23rd, 2025 to October 27th, 2025. There were a total number of 256 inquiries. Total zoning permits opened at the beginning of this reporting period were 432. 37 zoning permits were closed with the issuance of a certificate of zoning compliance followed with a full inspection. Six zoning permits were closed without the necessity of a CCC being issued. There were 17 field inspections. I issued 45 new zoning permits, giving a total number of zoning permits currently open of 440. There were 2 new zoning complaints. There are 14 ongoing zoning complaints enforcement actions. There were 2 zoning complaints that were closed. We had no new wetland complaints. There are 2 ongoing wetland complaints. No wetland complaints have been closed, and there were a total of 10 inland wetland applications, 2 of which were new, 5 were approved at the last meeting, and 3 of them were continued to the next meeting. And there were no new ZBA applications. Are there any questions?
Questions for Ms. Radford. Okay. So while we're at this point, I would like to introduce to the commission our new admin, Julie.
Yes.
Julie. Julie, meet the commission. Commission, please meet Julie.
Julie.
And while we're here, I'd like to introduce Dennis Godier, who is our new land use planner Director of Land Use. Welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. We look forward to some great things in the future with you. And next up on the item on our agenda is a Land Use Director Report. Would you like to introduce yourself and bring us up to speed on anything?
I will.
Okay.
Again, I'm Dennis Bodier. Pleasure to be here. Starting my second week, so I'm getting up to speed on everything that's been going on and is going to be going on. I'll give you a highlight on some items that we have underway and things that we need to consider and discuss with you over the course of the next couple of months. First, as you are aware, the town has the CIF grant in Route 32 and 163 study. That is moving along. We had an update progress meeting with the consultant team today. Chairman was present for that. And the staff, there's a steering committee meeting on Thursday, but that's still progressing as planned and on schedule. More information coming out. We have some really great ideas and thoughts that they want to bounce off of us. I'll be testing them with the steering committee as well on Thursday. So some exciting information and suggestions that are starting to come up. Last week, Stacy and Meredith had attended an update for Food Cost, the Council of Small Towns. There's a number of statutory legislative changes that have happened that affect zoning and planning in this past session. Some of them impact CAM, resiliency, housing. Those are sort of like, in a nutshell, the three main topics, if you will. We'll work on drafting a report, I think, on the agenda for the next couple of meetings. Have some points of discussion provided, of course, in your agenda package so you can understand what the implications are. There are things such as single family homes now are not exempt from CAM. They are required to be reviewed. Everything needs to go to DEEP that's in the CAM area now. So they want to take a look at everything. They're also requiring that zoning regulations provide for ways to mitigate and avoid negative impacts of sea level change. I'm not quite sure what that really means yet. Mm-hmm. But these are items that we're going to be looking at, as well as requiring or allowing you to require or promote resiliency measures in your regulations and giving incentives for reducing flood risks. And I don't know if this will really be something for the town, but on a regional basis, it allows towns and municipalities now to participate on a regional basis from a transfer of development rights. So that might be something to look at. That'd be administered by the COG. We have to talk to them about how that's going to play out, if they even understand that yet. Also, there are several requirements under the POCD we need to address now. There's probably a dozen of them that they expanded and that need to be taken into consideration. Again, a lot of them have to do with climate change and housing. Affordable housing is a major thing, as I'm sure you're aware, throughout the state, and then also resiliency. We'll be more specific about what those are next time around. Also, the hazard mitigation plan, which we have one that was adopted in 2022-23, I think it was. The Council of Governments had completed it. It will also need to be updated and incorporated into our next POCD by 2028, I think it is, so it has to be included. And there's other aspects for housing that we'll need to go through to help. We have the overlay zone, the Housing Opportunity District, but there's other mechanisms that you want to start to consider, think about to address 830G as well. And they've also, more on the specifics, but cannot now require a minimum number of parking spaces for certain criteria that applies to, it's not blanket every residential development.
Right.
But you need to understand how that impacts possibly. But there's a lot of little nuances that we'll need to work through, or I think the town attorney will need to advise as well on this. Does that, those are like the major highlights I think from the past week that Stacy and Eric brought back.
Very good. Thank you very much. We'll look forward to getting this information so the commission can stay up to speed on.
There is one other matter that's related to the SIF grant. We've been talking with the mayor about a grant for exploring a trail linkage from Route 32 Palmer Town also out to the Thames River. There's a grant deadline in December. So that's something that we are looking closely at the grant application requirements and may come to the commission for a letter of recommendation and endorsement for the council as well for same as well as a match required. But it's a good complement to the efforts along 32 corridor studies. So.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Anyone have questions for Dennis?
Chairman, you know, I'd like to piggyback on that just to bring everybody up to speed. There's been some of the recent legislation. There's a public act which allows home daycares to go from 9 to 12 kids per home. There are some triggers on that, so there are some limitations. And also, the Office of State Building Inspector and Office of State Fire Marshal, we're currently in the process of adopting a new code which is going to allow for triplexes, quadruplexes, and also single exit stairway homes to help assist with the affordable housing.
Okay. Any information that you can share with the commission
would
be
welcome.
Thank you, Joe. Meredith, you had mentioned opportunities for ongoing education for any commission members. You wanted to interject on that, please?
We received via email the Land Use Commissioner Training Advanced Legal Topics Training, which will be put on by Halloran and Sage. It's on a Saturday. I believe it's the one that Commissioner Terry and Commissioner Longton attended last year. It's from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. This will cover you for your four-hour required training.
What Saturday?
Which everybody will be getting an email again. Everybody is up, except for Mickey. Everybody is due for their every two-year training again. So we will send out.
Have they selected a date?
This date is November 15th.
November 15th.
And it's in Haddam. So if anyone's interested, I can forward this email to you.
Please.
It's $55, but we do have money in the budget.
Didn't I do it? Didn't I just do it? I just went, right?
We'll double check the data, but it's every 2 years you have to redo your training.
This so if you did this last year, it may
is that like
it.
A
this is my second training that I did. Two trainings since then.
So you may be covered, but we'll
you
go
too,
back
right?
through
right.
the
I think
that rule one.
Yeah, I think she and I are both covered for this
Where?
Year.
For this year? We'll double check. Everybody will get individual emails.
Yeah, if you could everybody, that would be awesome.
Is that a rule 158?
I'm sorry.
I actually don't mind.
A rule 158 in Haddam.
I don't know Haddam well. It is at the Middlesex County Extension
Center. Oh, I know where that is.
On Saybrook Road.
I know where that is.
Thank you.
I don't leave Montville town.
Yeah, I know where that is.
Okay. Thank you. Any other correspondence this evening?
Yes. We have item A, 13A.
Yes.
We received from the town of Preston. They are putting in to their regulations a text amendment 2025-07. Tonight at 7 o'clock is their public hearing. They for a first split or free split, they are now requiring in their regulations that you provide certain things and go through the land use office. We also have a form on this. It's not in our regulations. Everybody pretty much abides by it. fills out our form, brings in the plan, we review it, give it our blessing before they file it on the land records. Preston's actually making a regulation about it.
Okay. All right. So that's an FYI to us, correct? All right. Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Question for Commissioner Summers.
Go ahead.
Sure. When you spoke about the affordable housing, did you say single access stairwell?
Yes, there's provisions going into the state building code as a mandate by the governor to allow certain municipalities and certain buildings to be constructed with a single exit.
Single exit.
But there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of stipulations, but there is provisions coming into the code for that.
Thank you.
Interesting. Okay. Is that it for correspondence?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to go into executive session, so let the record show, please, that do we need a motion to go into executive session, or can we just note the time and go?
Note the time.
Okay. So it's 20 after 6, and we are going to go into executive session.
Okay. Okay.
And that is the commission and staff, the Meredith, Stacy, and Dennis. All right, let the record show. We've returned from executive session. It is 7:08. There were no votes taken, no decisions made, which leads us to our adjournment. I'm going to wait for Commissioner Kobeluk to come back. I think he just hit the restroom.
Hey, would you make a motion to adjourn, please?
Bill is okay. Waiting for you.
All right. Before we go, thank you, everybody. Again, welcome, Dennis. I think we have a great team here with a lot of progress to be made in the town.
And, we're
all yeah, good.
No, glad for everybody to meet you. Julie, welcome on board. Wish you all the best. Any issues, don't hesitate. Don't hold back. Let's keep moving mindful forward. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.